At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Here we go. Hour one of the G-Bag Nation on your home of the first place, Texas Rangers. Pregame coming up tonight at 5:30. Brazil have done it. They scored the go-ahead goal about 3 minutes ago. And right now, the final moments of stoppage time are playing out with them holding a lead against Japan 2-1. After trailing for the first two-thirds of the game, it appears Brazil is going to advance. General at your service, Eddies. There's Broadus, former Cowboy scout and Super Bowl champion Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over here. Master Control 75 and 635. Fix it to go 3.5 flawless. Of course, you have Eric Chiafalo and Zach Wolchuk, your nosebleed brothers. And you have Austin Nix coordinating your video along with you. We are the G-Bag Nation. How you guys doing?
Fantastic, wonderful, dude. Happy Monday to you guys.
Happy Monday, man.
I like the festive Crown Global Media 250 America shirt.
USA.
Like that. It's looking good,
USA,
man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Remy loves that stuff. She calls it American Day.
American Day? That's adorable.
When's She's American Day coming
She's
up?
She's on that.
Yeah, we were at a parade last year in Cannon Beach, Oregon, and just had the best time. I think it created a core memory for her, and I was proud of creating that. Okay, still not over. Still not over. Okay, we'll let you know when it goes final, but 4 in a row for the Rangers.
Yeah.
A hiccup this weekend from Seattle, just like that. Well, Kelenich having to score from second on a wild pitch. It was one of the crazier finishes after blowing the save in the eighth. Great job by Skip, I think, pinch running for Josh Jung.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
And the pinch hit with Foscue.
Yeah, so much good stuff going down. Kumar Rocker was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Kumar went 6 innings scoreless before Cole Wynn kind of screwed it up there. But, yeah, they now have the best record in the American League over the last 28 games. Saw that from Jared Sandler last night. So it's an open floor here at 877-881-1053, the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line. I would imagine after getting back to 500 twice over the last 3 weeks and then going right back significantly below, it's going to take more to impress Rangers fans. But you know, this is fun at least.
Yeah, no, you know, it was an awesome
making
weekend.
It entertaining for us.
Absolutely, and I thought the way in which they won throughout the course of the four games, they had some really highs offensively. It was nice to see Seager get the stick going. Some incredible defensive plays. I mean, the catch to seal the game by Brandon Nimmo was outstanding yesterday. They did some small ball. They were able to work some 0-2 counts, get some big hits. I mean, up and down the lineup, you had moments from everybody. They all contributed, and I thought the pitching was also pretty gutsy as well. Cal Quantrill going out there and doing what he was able to do. So it was a hell of a series win. I mean, you would get a 4-game sweep. I mean, Hagee gave us the stat. That doesn't happen often. Now it's just kind of been the issue. It's like, all right, you climb yourself back to 500. What do you do now?
Yeah.
And you're taking on a good Cleveland team. This would be a step in the right direction if you can carry over this momentum, if you're able to take at minimum 2 of 3 against the Guardians and try and stack some wins to get yourself well above over 500. Because, man, you can serve that crow to me fried, boiled, steamed, blackened, however you want it. If they're going to stay the first place Texas Rangers, I'll eat it up.
Yeah, you know, having fun with that on social media a little bit. You know, I don't think you ever really said you didn't think they'd get back to 500 or, you know, could get to first place. I think you're just saying overall your feeling about this team is that maybe they should retool or, yeah. You know, and I haven't seen anything yet that would definitively change your mind on that. But 17-11 in the last 28.
It's impressive. It is. I mean, things are and to do it with guys in and out of the lineup. I mean, a large chunk of that, you haven't even had Corey Seager. So now it's a big bummer. You know, you get Evan Carter back, and then here goes Wyatt back on the IL.
Yeah.
And I get the frustration with Wyatt. I'm with you there, Brian. It's like, dude, you've got to be available. And it sucks as soon as you started to get hot and you were making some tremendous plays, you know, not only offensively, but I thought his defense was stellar out there in the outfield, and he gets hurt, you know, making a play on, against the wall. So, but it you kind of expect that now. If he has any type of physical type of play, it's like, okay, him, Seager, there's a lot of guys now you've got those questions about fragility, really. You know, yeah. The second something's kind of, oh, man, he landed a little wrong on the bag there. It's like, oh, is this going to be a 10-day IL stint? And it sucks because you really, really need these guys right now.
Well, these guys have heart. Skip hasn't lost the clubhouse. I think those are great things to say midseason. Corey Seager with a total of 5 walks in his 3 games since his return. I think he's made a nice little adjustment.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing to see. And just the overall play discipline. I mean, they were walking all weekend long. It was fantastic.
So I guess, the only downside is the Wyatt Langford pulled hammy, and he'll be on the 10-day. We'll get Ross Fenstermaker coming up at 4:20 to talk with him more about that.
Maybe this is ends up being a bit of a blessing because we get to see our guy Cam Colley.
I'm excited about Cam Colley. I mean, that was one of our favorite dudes to hang out with in the clubhouse.
He was the star of spring training.
He was.
Wasn't he playing third base in spring training?
Yes. Yeah,
he's got some versatility, though.
He can do a lot of stuff?
All over the infield, and then they were trying to play him in the center field.
Are you over there wishing he's got versatility?
No, man, they're playing him in center field, and they moved him all around the infield.
We love the guy. He's our favorite guy.
He's got the versatility.
What other positions can he play? Oh, no, don't worry about that. He's our favorite guy.
Played him all throughout the infield, and now they've been looking at him in center field for the last few weeks because they've had a disaster of injuries back there, and he's shown well. And he's a bag-stealing mofo, bro.
Yeah, he is.
I think he's 29 for 29 on stolen bags so far this season. Mm. We could use that.
I'm in on this bag-stealing offense. Let's keep it going.
Might have to manufacture it without Bang Bang, who has 7 home runs in 20 games. Since returning from the injured list June 5th, this is his 6th IL stint of his career. He played 134 games each in 2024 and 2025. That was just pretty annoying. This is significantly worse. He's appeared in just 40 games this season. He is batting .278 with 8 bombs and 20 ribbies, and the Rangers going to have to get it done without him for the next week and a half. That'll probably take you real close to the All-Star break. Wouldn't be surprised when you're dealing with a hammy.
I think he could come off July 7th is what they said. Right?
Yeah, well, Skip said he's not going to play before the All-Star break, so they're pretty much going to shut him down until post-break.
So this is a 3-weeker.
Yeah, they're going to let him fully get that body right.
Jeez, what do you do here?
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, hammies are 6 weeks.
This guy will be gone 6 to 8 weeks.
Ouch.
He'll be gone. Like, this guy is like, to me, there's an air of toughness about him, but he is a guy that has to be, his body, I believe, has to be almost perfect for him to play. And so I don't think he's going to play for 6 to 8 weeks. I'm saying, get ready. He is not. I mean, I was looking at his injury, and you look at how it rates in the calendar. Guy misses like a month. Six, you know, he misses a lot of time. So you can't, it's not like he gets an injury and then it's like, oh, he's only out for a few days, a couple of games.
Yeah.
This guy missed months on injuries.
I mean, honestly, when you said it's only his 6th IL stint, I was kind of surprised.
Yeah. Times two.
They last a long time, like Bronis said. You know, like they're usually just a very long time on the IL.
Any type of muscle injury this guy has, 6 weeks. Get ready. Yeah.
You know, I just I did ask him about this in spring training. I think he likes being strong so much, you know, and it does look badass.
He does,
you know. You're strutting around in that baseball uniform. You're like, yeah, check this out. You know, I'm pretty much. he looks like he played in the 90s.
Yeah.
With some of these guys who were like roided out.
He fills it out.
Freaking shredded.
He looks like Prime McGuire.
He does, dude. Yeah. So, I get it, but I think at this point, and maybe I'll ask Ross about this, is there any point, he's coming up joining us at 420 Rangers GM, is there any point where as a front office you would go to a guy and be like, hey, man, we need this TB12 time. We need to get you doing yoga. And we're willing to give up some of your home run potential. Like, yes, with as strong as you are, if you got dialed and you were having like an elite contact and barrel rate season, you could hit 50 bombs. You could hit 60 bombs. Why not? You know, you're that damn explosive. But we're willing to give up on that upside if we could get 35 home runs without you going on the IL every 40 games. It's crazy. Okay, there's NBA stuff going on. Chief has a rim session coming up at 4 o'clock. How are we feeling about Kawhi Leonard and the Mavs? Is this still a thing? I know we mentioned it Friday. Today there's more Clippers and Raptors momentum, but I'm still seeing Mavs Kawhi Leonard on the timeline here. Is this still a realistic thing to talk about?
I think that the momentum certainly has shifted with Shams. Like, Clippers and Raptors are in serious talks here. So maybe if that falls apart, I mean, I was chatting with Eric a bit about this before the show. When I saw the Sam Amick in the Athletic report, and it's PJ Washington, Klay Thompson, and maybe draft capital, like, to me, I got excited about it. I'm like, yes, let's do this. I mean, when Kawhi plays, he is phenomenal. He averaged 28 points, played 65 games last year, which I was shocked looking through his game log. That is the second most games I think he's played in the entirety of his career. So you know what you're getting here with Kawhi. You're not going to get a guy, if he plays 60 games, it's like, hell yes.
First time he did that since 2019.
Yeah, it's
when
amazing.
When he won the title.
But he was playing at an MVP level, had the Clippers, and you saw what they were without him. You're a dumpster fire team that's a top five lottery pick. With him, he's dragging them along to where they're now competing to be in the postseason. I mean, I just look at what San Antonio did, and they make the finals in year three with Wemby. I get Cooper Flagg is super young, but I don't think just because a player's young doesn't mean, okay, we need to punt on contending. If you can add a player like Kawhi Leonard and you get Kyrie Irving back, now what version of Kyrie, that's a big question. But let's say he's 80% of what he was. A Kyrie Irving, a Kawhi Leonard, and a Cooper Flagg, and you're giving away guys that you're going to probably trade anyway, and I don't know what you're going to get for them. I got excited about the idea of the move. I don't think it's going to happen. I think there's probably somebody else that can outbid Dallas. But Kawhi's the type of player, man, that really could have this team competing in the West pretty damn fast. You've got a question about Derek Lively's health. I think that's probably the biggest thing. If I could get Lively to play 60 games, I think this team could make noise with Kawhi Leonard in the Western Conference.
Yeah, it'd be a rental, and they're you're talking about Klay Thompson. Who cares? PJ Washington. I mean, that's a legit dude. But then the draft picks. It's like I kind of want to be in a stage where I'm accumulating picks right now. Even when we laugh off the Daniel Gafford trade to the Lakers, and it doesn't seem like any team's willing to give a first round pick for Daniel Gafford at this point, but it's still, I'm getting some level of an asset here as we're trying to build. Can I move on from that draft pick at some point to acquire a player down the line? Of course you can. So I'd be more interested in accumulating draft picks instead of taking a one-year flyer with a Kawhi Leonard who's not going to re-sign with you. And I don't know that you'd want to re-sign him anyway. Huge money for an injury-prone guy. I don't know that I'd want to anyways. But I'm just in the mindset of trying to accumulate more picks right now and build something that can be sustained with a rookie head coach in Dusty May, who I really believe in, and Cooper Flagg, of course, and just the youth movement. That's kind of what I'm wanting to go for right now. But you also had Mark Stein. So it was The Athletic who was reporting that the Mavericks were interested in a trade for Kawhi. Mark Stein said Dallas is not currently regarded as a plausible trade destination in this case and has not yet been presented to Leonard as such.
Okay.
So I do think this ultimately ends up with him with Toronto, because he's saying he would extend with Toronto, and Toronto clearly wants him pretty bad.
Yeah, you know, it's I wouldn't hate the idea of trading for him because of what Wolchuk mentioned, but when you start talking about the extension, Like, if he starts getting hurt, you could have a $60 million player that doesn't ever play for you again.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think is potential with Kawhi Leonard at 34 years old, you know? And he has gone through a lot to try to stay active. Is he at a point in his career where he's grinding for his next and final chance to write a final chapter in his legacy? Or is he thinking, I just want one more big contract so I can sail off into the sunset? And I don't know how to answer that question, but it's a huge risk. There's nothing that's been discussed that could bring the Mavs as close to a championship as Kawhi Leonard playing at the top of his game. He was seventh in MVP voting last year. Yeah. You know,
he's awesome.
When he's out there, he is still really good.
So good.
Even though he can barely jump.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, he just bullies people, and he's a good two-way player at age 34, so I like it. But at the same time, the other part of that coin is there's nothing that represents possible failure over a long period of time for the organization than if you would bring in Kawhi Leonard and have that not work out for you. So it's terrifying to me, and I think I would just rather continue to pursue my options. Mexico and Ecuador tomorrow in the round of 32 at Estadio Azteca, 8 o'clock Central. The winner takes on the winner of England and DR Congo. USA and Bosnia Wednesday night. Winner faces the winner of Belgium and Senegal. Belgium currently ranked 9th, Senegal 15th. Mexico ranked 14th, USA 17th. Mexico, the only team to not surrender a goal in group play. 3-0.
That's amazing.
So they are rolling into tomorrow night's game, Brian, and this Brazil game went final, didn't it?
Yeah, it did go final, and congratulations to Brazil. Shame for Japan what happened to them in this one. I was going to ask you, though, Dawson, would that match be played? Do you have that in front of you? Sorry, I need to fire up my computer. But where is that match going to be played if England and Mexico both get through? Is that going to be played in Mexico?
I believe so, yes.
At the stadium,
Estadio
Azteca?
Yeah, yeah. Azteca?
Oh, Azteca?
Yeah, they would stay there.
Gosh, dang.
That'd be wild.
That would be wild for England to have to play in altitude and play in heat. That would be crazy for them to have to do that. But, wow, what a venue, though, for soccer, though.
What a cup. Yeah. I mean, now you have Canada, USA, and Mexico all going through and feeling pretty good. And, you know, Canada advanced late yesterday afternoon. We got the champ on the other side. Then Woolchuck's top 10, buddy. Where are you taking us?
All right. In honor of Supergirl, just bombing at the box office, the top 10 summer movie blockbusters, the most iconic, but also the biggest bombs. That's next.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill. And now,
on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss at the lowest price available. That's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now, on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Explanation.
All right, welcome back, Nation. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here we go. Into the Pimp Cup. Lucius, the champ.
Shout out to the beautiful game for putting this island right here on the map. Mm. It's their very first ever World Cup goal was scored live on BBC as they were doing an interview out there on the island of Cape Verde. Got a whole lot of favorites and saved my Instagram and threads. Got the Cape Verde people. Got a whole lot of stuff saved. Going to do some research.
Threads can be a little reckless sometimes, can't they?
Dude, no.
Threads.
Yeah, I was saying that today.
Yeah.
I was like, look at Threads. Distracted me again.
There's a lot of...
distracted me again.
A lot of things going
on
in Threads.
You win, Threads. You win. Yeah, Cape Verde's very first goal scored in the World Cup, caught on BBC live during the interview.
Yes. What's your appraisal of the way the Cape Verdean team has been playing so far?
I personally think so far Cabo Verde has been playing great. It's been matching Uruguay's pressure.
Goal! That's a goal! That's a goal! Oh, what? The Cape Verde has broken. He has made history tonight, scoring a live goal here. And you can see Marcelo. What can you do?
Marcelo! We pass it to the next phase.
History!
We are going to the next phase.
What do you make of that?
You're proving everybody wrong. Cabo Verde is going along, man.
You just saw it. I'm on the live on the BBC. Cape Verde has just made history, scoring the first ever World Cup goal in the tournament. You can probably see from behind me the ecstasy, the exhilaration, and the euphoria in this place. Amanda, a big deal for the Cape Verdeans. It's one that will go into the history books, I must tell you.
Yeah, he was telling. He was telling it, bro. He was telling it. Hey, so this squad, they arrived in a bus with no windows.
Is that right?
Yeah, man.
No windows?
They don't even transfer you to like county or state jails. Wow. There's at least a window on those buses. These guys arrived in a bus with no windows.
We could definitely use some air conditioning this summer, depending on our location. Yeah, congrats to them. Congrats to many of the African nations who this has been a coming out party for a lot of them. You know, last cycle, it was Morocco that kind of broke through, became a top 10 team, appeared in the quarterfinals or maybe even the semifinals. But this time around, several African teams, and that's not even counting France, you know, who have broken through and sort of legitimized that whole continent now.
How's
as a soccer
Congo
power.
Doing?
They're doing good. They're getting ready to play a little bit later on. DR Congo.
Yeah.
Argentina.
Will my Lumumba guy be able to get to this trip right here? I see he couldn't make it to the last one. He had some type of issues with his passport. Ooh. And they had another Lumumba guy like to fill in for him.
They had a fill-in guy, yeah.
Yeah, but I think he dropped his arm.
But I tell you what.
I think he couldn't hold it up, bro. You got to have practice.
He had a very stylish jacket on.
Though. He was sweet.
You got to have practice.
He was sweet.
Yeah.
Prince of Zamunda. Mm.
All righty, it is time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 220. Here he is, Zach with an H.
All right, we need to some cinema talk, but we do have Jason Robertson updates as Elliot Friedman has put out that he thinks the Stars are interested in defenseman Zach Werenski, who was a golden medalist with Team USA. Actually, he's the man who had the assist to Jack Hughes for the game-winning goal. He's been one of the best defensemen in all of the NHL, and he is having trouble getting a deal done with Columbus right now. So could that end up being a deal where Thomas Harley would also be part of that potentially? Elliot Friedman reporting that the challenge is they're not sure how Harley would feel about that. And Jim Nill is a big Thomas Harley fan. I mean, he's got him on the Canadian national team. Obviously, he's a homegrown guy. They took him with the 18th overall pick in the draft several years ago. They just gave Harley a big-time deal last offseason, but that would be a big upgrade. I mean, Werenski's a guy who has had back-to-back seasons of over 80 points as a left-handed defenseman. you had 32 points or 50 points was the high 2 years ago for Thomas Harley. You'd be upgrading in a big way. Pittsburgh is the other team that seems to be interested right now in Jason Robertson. Can they get a deal done? Rickard Rakell, who's a winger, has been rumored in those deals, as well as Brian Rust. So could you get two wingers back and maybe a draft pick from Pittsburgh, try and mitigate that loss from Robo? But ultimately, I think this is going to end up in a trade.
So how would you get Werenski? You're trading Harley for him?
Harley would be has been mentioned in that, but I don't know if that could also just be Robo for Werenski.
Okay.
I mean, I would love that. I'd like
you'd
to
want to pair up Harley.
Yeah. I'd like to keep Harley and add another defenseman if I could, but I don't know if maybe they want more of a righty shot, so you'd switch two lefties, you'd go lefty for lefty, and then you can get back draft capital, which they also really, really badly need because the Stars traded everything for Mikko Rantanen and then Granlund in that deal that they made 2 years ago. So it's a fluid situation, but to me, it, all signs are kind of pointing towards there's going to be a trade here, and Robo will be traded. He's just got to kind of sign off on who he wants to be traded to.
Well, I mean, if you're trying to win, you need more good players, right? So they can't subtract. If you're going to move on from Robertson, you're going to have to come back with a couple of complimentary moves that at least hold the line as far as your overall talent base.
Well, and is there a way that you can make the money work, I guess, with the cap? Like if you were to trade and shed some of Harley's money, can that work out to try and give Robo what he wants? Because right now the Stars are like $2.5 million short of what Robo's asking price is. All the reports that I've read are he is standing firm on $14 million. And the Stars have gone up to $12.5 million, but they need more money to get to $14 million. And you kind of need to know, I mean, Robert Tiffin was on earlier with KNC, made a great point. Like, you got free agency starting here in a few days. Like, you need to know what your situation is. So I think they want to try and act quickly on this sooner the better, so that Jim Neal kind of knows what he has to work with and how he wants to try and fill out the rest of this roster. But let's get to your top 10. I got the top 10 most iconic summer blockbusters of all time, but also your top 10 biggest flops. Has anyone gone out to see Supergirl? 877-881-1053. It did not do well.
I see what they're doing with the Supergirl popcorn buckets.
What do we got?
What they're doing with those.
What are we doing?
And they're posting it on themselves.
Two girls, one popcorn bucket?
No, but it's kind of like that almost.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Gosh.
Dude.
You should Google that because I can't even explain it on the radio.
Okay. Well, it stands to lose $100 million.
Is it like a fleshy looking thing?
Yeah, yes, the back of her cape.
You got to be It's what?
Oh, my gosh.
No. It made just $68 million worldwide opening weekend. It's set to make a $100 million loss. You're
supposed to just keep that in your pocket?
That is crazy, bro.
Maybe the popcorn bucket can salvage it. I don't know. Can the popcorn bucket go viral enough to where people are actually going to see this movie? I've heard mixed things. Like some people say Millie Alcock, who is the star of Supergirl. She's fantastic.
You don't find that suspicious?
But the movie itself, the storyline, pretty damn mid. It's what the reviews that I've seen. I might go check it out just to try and support it.
Does she have a flesh-colored cape?
Not to my knowledge.
If it's supposed to be the cape, that thing should be bright red, shouldn't it?
It's like a duster almost. It's like a...
Oh, it's a duster.
Kind of, yeah.
Looks like a buster.
A house coat. It does look very veiny.
This is unbelievable, dude.
Yeah, maybe we should rethink these like creative popcorn bucket ideas.
At some point, you have to draw the line.
It's like, guys, what are we doing? Can we stop this right now? But your biggest flops...
I know they're having meetings, too, as a company. Do you see what they're doing to the buckets?
Whose idea is this? Why didn't you think about this? You didn't workshop this? Could be a problem? No.
Very creative.
Mm. Cutthroat Island that came out in 1995 had a $98 million budget. It grossed just $10 million. The Adventures of Pluto Nash in 2002.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be on the darn list.
Gosh, man. $100 million budget made $7 million.
Yeah. Ooh. Can I throw out maybe a Cuba Gooding Jr. might be on this list. Ooh, he made several bad movies. It was just darn awful.
Yeah.
Snow Dog and Boat Trip and something else. Daddy Day Camp. Terrible movies.
Snow Dogs took a huge loss. It really did. Speed Racer in 2008.
Oh, man. Come on.
Is a big flop. $120 million budget, made just $93. John Carter in 2012. It's our guy Tim Riggins from Friday Night Lights. He starred in that movie. Was hoping to be a big-time movie star because of that. It lost $100 million. The Lone Ranger with Johnny Depp in 2013, $215 million budget, lost $260 million. Battleship in 2012 had a $220 million budget. That one lost over $300
million. You should play that game.
It's a fun game. Made for a bad movie.
Every once in a while, you got to leave the submarine off the board to kind of give yourself a chance.
One of Eric's favorites.
Cheating. That's crazy.
What, man? What are you saying? You're cheating.
You ain't cheating. You're not trying.
Well, you left the submarine off the board.
Every once in a while, you got to hide the submarine.
I just didn't play it. What do you want me to do? Mars Needs Moms, 2011 summer blockbuster. Wasn't much of a blockbuster. It made $39 million.
I'm noticing these cups now, by the way.
Yeah, you see them? Yeah. You thinking about it?
What does that look like to you?
It's not good.
It's not good?
Not good.
King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, $175 million budget, lost $148 million. And the last two, Waterworld in 1995.
Oh, my God.
Oh, an iconic flop.
Yeah. $264 million.
Is it really that bad? Kevin Costner, he brought it back, though, right?
Did he?
He was okay.
It went viral a couple years ago because people were laughing at it, ironically.
It was bad. Maybe, I haven't seen many movies in my life, and I saw that one.
Also young.
Seen many movies.
And that's when, like, HBO just hits you back-to-back with the same movie over and over again. Like, if you miss it at 9, you're going to catch it at noon, and then 3, it's just over and over.
Yep.
Stealth. After the melting of the polar ice caps, most of the globe is underwater. Some humans have survived, and even fewer still. Notably, the Mariner, who's Kevin Costner, have adapted to the ocean by developing gills.
He's got gills, bro.
We will develop.
A lot of floating around out there. A lot of floating around.
The trailer looked cool, you know?
Yeah. And then
this guy
just
that could jump in the water, move like a dolphin, get right out.
It's like The Deep in The Boys. Stealth comes in at 2005, lost 70.
Oh, Jamie Foxx movie.
A lot of movie. It only made 79.
Yeah, they said that's how the crowd was. As we're watching the movie, they were stealth.
What are we watching right now? All right, your iconic summer blockbusters.
Wow. 13% on Rotten Tomatoes for
Stealth. Oof. This is your top 10 most iconic. 84. Ghostbusters. Coming in at number 10.
Okay, nice, yeah.
It's a classic.
They're doing like remakes of it now.
Yeah, they are.
These are the hits. Was the two really good?
Yeah, these are the hits.
Okay.
Yeah, these are the most iconic. We've pivoted. Lion King at 9. 1994, the original.
It's a lion.
Oh, my God. It's a lion. Oh, my God. Saving Private Ryan comes in at number 8, releasing in 98. Summer blockbuster, kicking ass, taking names.
The cinematography.
Incredible.
You feel like you're there.
That movie's still good today. Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire's OG in 2002, comes in at number 7. You didn't like Tobey as Spider-Man either? He didn't do it for you?
No, I think he was the worst. He was the worst Spider-Man.
I liked his hard-ass boss.
Yeah, J.K. Simmons getting it done. The Daily Bugle. Marvel's The Avengers, the first one, back in 2012, comes in at number 6. How far along are you now?
Pretty much caught up. Watched that series WandaVision last week.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really interesting.
It was. WandaVision was...
It was kind of like a Stranger Things vibe.
How many do we have to watch to catch up?
Oh, there's a crap ton. Like 30 movies?
30 movies.
I'm not going to live that long.
That's unreal.
I'm just not.
It took us like 6 months.
We
watched like 30 minutes a night. It was fun.
Yeah, I mean... It's a bonding experience. You're just like chilling and watching.
Yeah, we're just chilling.
Just like sit down as a family and get all excited about it.
Some of them are really badass movies.
We just hit next.
Not too good.
You just skipped along.
Yeah.
The Dark Knight comes in at number 5, 2008.
Yeah, one of the greatest.
Amazing. E.T., 1982.
I thought there was just one, right?
Number 4.
Oh, there was just one, right?
E.T.?
I don't think there was a sequel to E.T., was there?
No. I don't think so. I said no so fast, but I don't think so, bro.
I think there was.
We would have heard that. Yeah. E.T. 2 was terrible.
Mm. I mean, I was 6 years old when this movie comes out, right?
Freshman college.
So it just blew my mind. It was amazing. Was it George Lucas? Yeah, it was.
Yes.
Star Wars.
Steven Spielberg.
Well, I think I think they were both part of it. I think Lucas might have written it. Yeah.
Were they both part of it?
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
Both those guys working together?
Yeah. George Lucas was doing a lot of stories. Spielberg would direct them. Jurassic Park at 3. Speaking of Spielberg, continues this list. He's on a heater here. George Lucas. Star Wars at number 2.
He's a billionaire.
In 1977. But number 1, the most iconic summer blockbuster of all time. Jaws.
Yeah, the The Big Shock.
In 1975.
Peter Benchley. Boom, don't boom, worry. Boom, the beach boom, is fine. Boom,
boom, terrifying.
I mean, that the music, like the theme music for it, it's just
nailed
iconic.
It.
You know what? They couldn't get the mechanical shark to work, so they had all these pictures. They don't show it. You don't see that thing till the very end of the movie.
Yeah. And that,
I mean, it's like
blessing in disguise.
Builds the suspense a little bit.
It's like,
it's a great documentary about that movie being made.
The thing was named Bruce, and it kept screwing up.
Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce the shark. It kept screwing up, and they're like, we can't use this. And they're like, so they kept just like filming scenes without it.
469 asked Dawson, who's the best Spider-Man? They're all real pathetic simps.
It's the animated guy.
The animated kid's
in
good.
Spider-Verse, in the Spider-Verse.
Nick Cage in Spider-Noir.
Actually,
he's like an old Spider-Man who retired because he kept getting his family hurt.
What?
And now he's coming back, but it's like the 1930s.
It looks good. I haven't watched it.
Like, it's pretty good.
Like he was like 42 years old guy?
Like maybe 60?
What?
Like this is old. This is like a Spider-Man set in the 40s.
It's black and white, right?
You can choose to watch it black and white or color. It's interesting. But he's the most masculine Spider-Man, and even he's kind of a P-word. We got Jared Sandler coming up next to the name.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, we're really doing this. But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products. Easy design tools and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Ro. Go to ro.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Ro membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to ro.co/safety, Rx only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and it's time for Jared Sandler to join us for a baseball conversation. Coming off a sweep up there in Toronto, Sands, how the heck are you?
Doing great, guys. Just starting to get a real taste of summer. It seems like we're going to have some heat here in Cleveland the next few days.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the Rangers are well adapted to that, but I don't know if we have that advantage of playing in the hot stuff anymore, do we? How do you look at that with this ball club these days?
Well, I'll tell you that the last 2 years, the team hasn't been very good playing in the really cold weather, so hopefully they'll be a little bit better in the heat. But you're right, yeah, they used to be an advantage. In the 90s, they position players at least. Yeah, I'm sure pitchers felt differently, but position players thought of it as a home field edge, and other teams would come in. It would, first of all, it'd be a mental a mental battle. And then, you know, they wouldn't know what to do to hydrate, overhydrate, IVs, this, that. I mean, you know, it just starts to get in your head. And, you know, I guess that's not really something that the Rangers deal with a whole lot in the summer when they play at home.
So what does 17-11 in the last 28 games mean to you right now, Jared?
Well, it means that they're in first place with a .500 record in the ALS. I guess everyone had their own thoughts coming to the year on, you know, how good this team was or, you know, what this team was. I feel like most people felt like they were within a range of, I don't know, 75 to 86 wins. You know, not to say they can't fall outside of that range, but if that's the case, then, you know, a run like this is likely. I mean, at the end of the day, they're a .500 team, right? They've played better, obviously, over the last month. They've, you know, done some things offensively that have allowed them to tick up. I mean, first of all, their first inning run production, which is an indication that the top of the order is producing. That kind of coincides with Jock Peterson, you know, really starting to slug. It coincides with, you know, the Josh Young continuing to hit. It coincides with the Rangers being creative with what they do offensively to try and score runs. I think the starting pitching, you know, especially that Blue Jay series was outstanding. The bullpen has, you know, had its ups and downs, but overall still a solid group. But I think, and the other thing too, guys, I think the defense has been a lot better over the last month. And I know, again, that's not sexy. We don't look at that in the box score necessarily. It's not only indicated by errors, but I think that's played a role too. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, this is the type of run the team needed at some point. You know, we always talk about, well, they're just a week away from being back in it, right? They're just a 6-1 stretch. They're an 8-2 stretch. And I feel like the last 2 years we would constantly talk about it and would maybe get it, but would only get one of them. You need a couple of these throughout the year, right? And the Rangers have one now. And, you know, thankfully the AL is not, you know, a very good league. And so they're right in the middle of both the division and the wild card race.
So what can you tell us about Eric and I's buddy Cam Colley getting called up? I mean, He was one of our favorites. We're rooting for him. We're excited to possibly see him in the lineup tonight.
Bag stealer.
Bag stealing offense. He would be a big part of that. So, you know, this year in AAA, first exposure in AAA after having a really good spring, I think 29 for 29 in stolen bases. So just to give you an idea, like great speed and speed that he utilizes, right? They're guys who are fast but aren't great base runners or base stealers. But, you know, he's demonstrated that's a skill of his. One reason why he might be getting called up, the Rangers are facing a couple of lefties this series, Parker Messick and Joey Cantillo. And I think we're going to be facing some lefties here coming up. His OPS against lefties this year in AAA is over 900. Now, I want to just a quick disclaimer here. We always talk about how you know, the gap in talent between AAA and the big leagues is as wide as it's ever been. Success in the minor leagues doesn't indicate you know, any sort of probability of immediate success or guarantee immediate success at the major league level. I think a lot of people believe Cam Colley is going to be a good major league player, either as a utility guy, maybe an everyday guy at a certain position. You know, it's way too soon to know. But, you know, he has done a really good job to put himself in this spot. You know, his versatility helps. He's played, I think in AAA, I think he's played second, third, short, and then in the outfield, center field. He can obviously play left field, and I'm sure he could play right field if needed. I think the thing that I like is the play discipline. You know, his chase rate in AAA is, you know, it's pretty good. It's around 20%. His walk rate's around 13%. He walks against righties and lefties, right? Sometimes guys, you know, their walk rate is much higher against a righty or maybe against a lefty, which is an indication that they, you know, see the ball a lot better, but his walk rate is about 13% for, you know, against both righties and lefties. So for a guy who runs well, that's important because, you know, that's an easy way for you to get on base and utilize your speed. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see what the Rangers do, how they utilize him. But I mean, I think it's an exciting injection of athleticism and youth into this ball club.
Jared, how'd you take the news of Wyatt Langford?
Yeah, I mean, that stinks. You know, when he got scratched from the lineup, Obviously, you know that's a possibility. You know, the next day, and talked to Wyatt, and didn't get the sense that it was hey, no big deal. You know, we'll be all right. You know, there's two sides to this, right? There's the immediate, like, it stinks that, you know, just when, all right, Corey Seager's back now, Wyatt Langford's not. Like, it's just the Rangers can't get these guys on the field at the same time, unfortunately. And that's tough, especially with how well Wyatt was hitting. And then the other angle is, like, it's another injury for Wyatt. And, you know, he's young, and understandably, there's concern that I see amongst the fan base, and not just the fan base, that, you know, hey, what's the future going to look like? You know, is he going to be, what can, you know, the Rangers, I'm sure, are thinking internally, what can we do to help keep this guy healthy? And, you know, people can talk about, well, he shouldn't be playing center. And listen, I've been in the camp that I think Wyatt Langford could be a really good center fielder, but what's the point? You know, I'd rather stick him left, but he got hurt, you know, trying to stretch a single into a double, you know? And that's the thing is, like, we always talk about, like, where the guys play defensively, and maybe it all adds up, but at the end of the day, you know, you can't bubble wrap these guys. And, you know, the best version of Wyatt Langford is a version of Wyatt Langford that utilizes his athleticism. I'd hate to see it, you know, 24, 25 years old, Wyatt put on the stop sign in terms of taking advantage of that dynamic explosion and that athleticism that makes him such a uniquely gifted prospect or candidate to develop into a star in this league. And so, you know, hopefully he's able to come back right around, you know, the Atlanta series after the All-Star break or shortly thereafter. But, you know, I understand why there's some concern or question about, hey, what's the long-term prognosis look like, and what can be done to try and keep this guy healthy and get him on the field for 140 games?
Jared Sandler with us here on The Fan. What stood out to you more this weekend, the overall team plate discipline, drawing walks, long at-bats, or some of the adjustments Skip was making in these games with the pinch runners and pinch hitters?
Well, let's address both those things. I thought the Dylan Cease game on Saturday was super fun to watch from, like, a nerdy baseball standpoint, because you're not in an advantage going into that game. You know, the starting pitching matchup heavily favors Toronto. The bullpen situation heavily favors Toronto. The Rangers, when you face a really good pitcher like Dylan Cease, obviously objective number one is to score runs. But sometimes that's tough. I mean, there's a reason why these guys are really good. You can get them out of the game early, then that is going to give you a better chance to win, because the thought is the guys that come out of the bullpen in the fifth, sixth, seventh innings, they're not as good as Dylan Cease, and they're not. The way the Rangers worked Dylan Cease, the way they stayed disciplined with two strikes, the way they got that pitch count up there, I mean, that was really, really impressive. Jock Peterson and Jake Berger and Corey Seager, I mean, that walk that Corey Seager drew in the first inning kind of set the tone. And so that was a fun game to watch the Rangers kind of, you know, deconstruct Dylan Cease and get the win. You know, with Skip, hey, the Rangers are 42-42 or whatever their record is. And I know that, you know, a manager, a head coach, hell, you know, offensive and defensive coordinators, no matter what, they're always going to be under scrutiny. And I think that it's easy if you decide you don't like a guy to find things that fit that narrative. And if you do like him, to find things that fit that narrative. All I'd say is this, you can't have it both ways. I feel like people will complain about the options, but then also get upset at Skip Schumacher, right? The fact that this bullpen has been as good as it's been, given that they don't have traditional, you know, high leverage arms, I think is a very much a credit to Skip Schumacher. The way he navigated the last two games, I think, you know, major credit to him. One of the things that people got upset about with Bruce Bochy when this offense was struggling is that it kept on running out the same lineup game after game. Well, you can't look at the Rangers for like a 3-4 game stretch and so, oh, yeah, no, same exact lineup. They're not making any changes. I mean, at a certain point, it's on the guys who, you know, are in between the lines. But I think that, you know, to Skip's credit, the creativity he's shown in trying to make stuff happen, trying to change things up has been pretty impressive. And the other thing, that 23 Marlins team, they got better as the year went on. I thought about that a little bit. Some of the decisions a manager makes is, yes, it's for the immediate, but it's also for the long term within that year, figuring out who can do what, whose buttons you can press in this spot and that spot. And I think that, you know, I'd be curious to see how the second half plays out. But that was something that really stood out about the 23 Marlins, is how they truly got better as they made their playoff push in 23 and eventually got into the playoffs.
Have fun up there in Cleveland. Stay cool, Sands, and we'll try to catch up with you tomorrow.
Sounds good, fellas. Take care.
He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. You too, sir. We got one down, 2.5 to go. Wolchuk, what's in store?
Living with the GOAT, who threw the best ball and making bonds. That's next in the Nation.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Keep cool out there, folks. It's gonna be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.